Now, one of the highlights of Sunday television becomes a monitor feature presentation. Youth Wants to Know. Earlier today, teenagers from the Washington area met in our NBC studios, there to question Kochiro Asakai, Japanese ambassador to the United States. Monitor was there, and we recorded every word so that we might bring you this program just as it took place this afternoon. Here now is the moderator of today's program, Steve McCormick.
Japan, a beautiful and fascinating country, presents a vivid contrast with its age-old arts and cultures, where throughout the countryside, ancient feudal castles bear little resemblance to modern Tokyo and the Western influence of present-day civilization. Within a decade, industrial development has once again established Japan as a leading nation of the world. Today on Youth Wants to Know, to discuss the role of modern Japan, we're pleased to have as our guest His Excellency Kochiro Asakai, Ambassador of Japan. Welcome to Youth Wants to Know, Mr. Ambassador. Now, the young people here, under the auspices of the National Education Association, have many questions for you. If you're all set, off we'll go over here to Pete on the first question.
Mr. Ambassador, in view of the recent Soviet scientific developments, has Japan changed its opinion as to the issue of halting nuclear tests?
No. No, we haven't changed our attitude yet. Well, Japan's position about this test question is, shall I say, very unique. Japan is the first country which experienced the atom bomb. And the question of testing and the question of the danger of the resulting testing is a very unique one for Japan. And we want to see the testing as quickly as possible. So our policy hasn't been changed yet.
Yes, Pete.
Well, will you ever change your opinion there?
I don't think so.
Well, I'd like to follow this up one bit. Suppose the free world does halt their tests. How do we know that Russia will?
But Japan is asking Soviet Russia and other free nations to stop the test with control, the necessary control and necessary inspection. That's a wholesale stoppage of the test, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Don?
Mr. Ambassador, if the test cannot be ended as you would like them to be, is there any chance of a compromise between the views of Japan and such as the United States and Russia on the exploding of the bombs?
Well, it's hard to say. We are trying hard in the United Nations just now, and we are finding if it's possible to find out the formula if it will be a compromise between Japan and the United States. I don't know whether it's possible to find out a compromise between Japan and Soviet Russia, but I can't say at the present stage whether it's possible or not. But our delegate is certainly trying hard for the formula which will be acceptable to three nations can be arrived at or not.
Yes, Phil?
Mr. Ambassador, you mentioned a control whereby we could keep tabs on how bombs are taken care of in both countries. Can you give me an example of the control that might be used both in Russia and the United States or the free world?
Well, that is the question of which chiefly the United States and Soviet Russia should discuss. And we are urging in the United Nations that the powers concerned will try to find out the formula by which a satisfactory, mutually satisfactory formula can be attained. That, well, it's difficult for Japan to say that this formula will be foolproof and so on and so forth. It's we feel difficult in saying so.
Do you think the formula will be complete in any time soon, say in the next year?
Well, I think we should start discussion right now. And from the moment you arrive at an agreement in principle until the next general session, we would like to see the cessation of the test bomb.
Let's go up to the young lady. Excuse me, Mr. Ambassador. Jane, with a stuffed head today.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, scientists have talked nowadays about a clean bomb or a bomb with relatively little fallout. Now, would you object to test if this were the case and there was a small percentage of fallout in the bomb?
Yes, this question was taken up when the Japanese Prime Minister came here about 3 months ago. And that question was asked by a press reporter. And he and I replied that the Japan's position will be the same. Even if after the invention of the invention relatively clean bomb, I don't know whether there's any thing such as a clean bomb is there or not. But even if after the invention of a clean bomb, we would be objecting against the explosion.
Yes, Bob?
Well, then what is your objection to the testing? I don't quite understand. I thought it was because of the fallout that you were objecting to it.
Because of the danger which will be coming from the testing, and at the same time because of the fallout which the bomb will create in the future mankind, humanitarian, and the real danger which we have seen in 1955, Japanese fishermen suffered from the fallout. And as I said, we are the nation which suffered the first atom bombs, two atom bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and we know the Holocaust. And at the same time, we have experienced shortly this suffering. And so, for heaven's sake, we want to see that this testing should be stopped. That is the position of Japan.
Well, we can understand that, but don't you think that, how do you feel about the question of massive retaliation? Now, in the United States, that seems to be the byword for preventing a third world war. Do you think the massive retaliation with atom and hydrogen bombs and that type of war is justifiable, even though it's going to kill innocent people?
Well, I want to discuss that with various qualifications, so I don't say that is a good thing. I can't say it's a bad thing. But anyhow, we are not asking the free nations to stop unilaterally. What we are asking with the stoppage on the part of Soviet Russia and on the part of the free nations, with sufficient guarantee, and about the guarantee, you better talk among yourselves.
Yes, Pat Hines.
What was the reaction of the Japanese people to the recently launched Russian satellite? Are they as upset about it as the Americans?
The Japanese newspapers are reported very widely, but they haven't put much political comment yet, and about the significance of this invention, not yet. But of course, they are giving much prominence to this question. And I think it's rather premature for me to say how the Japanese people are thinking about this invention, about the success on the part of Soviet Russia. They claim it's a success.
Does that answer your question, Pat?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Brendan.
Ambassador Asakai, if your formula works, do you think that there is a way that you can trust Russia and the aggressive nations to stop testing? I mean, after all, some of the nations, their testing is twice as far as the American testing. And this may give them a pretty good lead or a pretty good reason to continue testing no matter what you may say. So do you think that you have a way to enforce it, or can you trust them?
Well, in the disarmament discussion, you have to trust the other people, otherwise you can't agree on the disarmament, you know. And free nations are approaching Soviet Russia to come to an understanding on the disarmament. And if there's no element of confidence, I don't think there will be no negotiations. But we have a certain amount of confidence in other party, and that is the reason why we should come to an understanding. So I think we should rely upon the confidence of other party in the discussion.
It's Carl Epstein.
Well, very recently, Mr. Ambassador, Yugoslavia has recognized East Germany, and right after that, West Germany broke off relations with Yugoslavia. Do you think this was a wise move that West Germany made?
Well, I refrain to make any comment on that, but...
I'm sure your country must have some opinion on it.
Well, we may have, but we won't say so freely sometimes.
Well, does your country plan on, in the near future, recognizing East Germany?
No, I don't think so. As far as Japan is concerned, we have no reason to hurry up about our recognition with East Germany. Recognition about East Germany, I don't think so. But I refrain from stating my comment, but Japan certainly would not recognize East Germany.
Yes, Pete.
Well, sir, the Yugoslav ambassador said something to the effect that the breaking off relations between those two countries would lead to the so-called ultimate downfall of the political world. Do you think this is true?
Well, I'm not quite sure about the meaning of political downfall. I think West Germany has every right to say that West Germany does not favor this movement on the part of Yugoslavia. But again, this is a question of West Germany.
Will that directly damage West Germany, do you think, as the ambassador said?
Well, I better not... Uh, elaborate on this because I'm not the ambassador representing Germany.
All right, let's go over to Tony.
In regard to the Russian scientific development, do you agree with Harry Truman when he blasted the Eisenhower administration for failure to place into effect the great scientific capacity of this country?
Well,
this calls for all of the choice of words that a diplomat must use, Mr. Ambassador.
I'm not a scientist, so I do not know whether it is believed or not, but certainly I think for Japan, while Soviet Russia created some impression about the efficiency of the Soviet scientists, because we perhaps, as the other world thought, Soviet Russia was somewhat lagging behind as compared to the free nations. But this is some show. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir.
What missile testing are the Japanese conducting now?
I don't think we are conducting a big scale. I think we might be doing on a small scale, but certainly not in a military way. Because after the war, Japanese defense forces are very much limited, and I don't think we are carrying out in a military way.
Yes, Don.
Mr. Ambassador, on the question of recognition, shifting to the Asiatic scene, do you think that Japan in the near future will recognize the government on the mainland of China?
Well, in the future, yeah, it's a difficult question, but without saying about the future, certainly we do not recognize, and we have no intention of recognizing China in the near future.
Well, are you not drawing closer, though, to the Red Chinese government in trade agreements, and is this not a primary step to possible recognition to Red China?
Yes, it's a trade agreement, but not a trade agreement which is entered into on the governmental basis. It's modest, private in character. And which other countries, other free nations are doing this, similar things with Red China. And we feel that there's no reason for Japan to refrain from engaging in trade with China, Red China, on the same basis as other free nations and under the same restrictions. Not freely, but under certain limitations.
Ms. Bob Parsons.
Do you really think that it is necessary for Japan to trade with Red China?
Yes.
You do? What if the United States were to loosen their restrictions on trade and allowing more Japanese trade to come into this country? Do you think that you would then stop trading with Red China?
No, that is a complicated question. I'll explain about the China trade. The China trade, historically, as you know, occupies a very important position in Japan's trade. And we used to, before the war, the China trade position was about, I think, 20% of the total Japanese export, and perhaps 15 to 18% of the whole Japan's import occupied by China. And naturally, we think that we have to trade with China, although after the war, the things have entirely changed, and we have to trade with the United States, we have to import coking coal from the United States, we have to import even soya beans from the United States, and we all think that it is, we have gone rather too far. Perhaps it might be a good thing for Japan to import soya beans from China, as we used to import from Manchuria, you know, it's another part of China. So instead of importing from United States, perhaps it may be better to haul from the near distance, of which is Red China. And that is the Japanese psychology when we think we say about China trade. But about the significance, about the significance of China trade, of course, the Japanese government is not in illusionment about this China trade, because China is different compared with the pre-war condition, and there's a question of advisability whether we should rely on China as a source of natural resources and those questions. But at the same time, we would like to trade to some extent with China. That is a vision of the Japanese.
I'm sure we have many more questions which will bring out some answers along this line, yes, Mr. Ambassador, on the China trade. Let me go to Carl here with a question.
Well, yes. You say you want to trade more with Red China over the United States. Does that mean that your country may have more feeling towards Red China as an ally in the future than the United States?
I don't think so at all. No. It has nothing to do with the question of allies.
Well, do you think the Red China should be admitted to the United Nations?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Henry.
Well, don't you believe that the semi-strategic materials Japan is now sending to China might be used against Japan in a forthcoming war?
Yes, but we do not want to export to China semi-strategic materials.
Well,
we want to trade with China under the same limitations under which other countries, Great Britain and Germany, are trading with China. And we think those things are less strategic. Well, any materials can be used for strategic purposes, but I think those commodities are less strategic. Well, bicycle as compared with motor cars. I think bicycle is less strategic. Although bicycles, they don't buy much bicycles in China these days, you know.
Yes, Jane.
Well, sir, how about moving some of your people to China? I hear that your country is becoming, if not overpopulated, populated up to the brim. But what are you going to do about the people who are going to be born in the future? Are you going to just throw them into the sea? You're going to have to move somewhere. Are you going to expand?
I don't think they'll do that, Jane.
Well, I should like to expand, but there are no place to expand, you know. We are too late. But certainly I don't think we can go to China, because China is a densely populated country. And China is not in a position to receive Japanese immigrants, and certainly Manchuria, no. So there will be no possibility for Japanese to go to China in a great number. But we are anxious to go to South American countries, if they welcome the Japanese. And after the war, some Japanese could come to the United States, although the number is very small. But before the war, we were branded that you can't come to the United States. Other nations can come, but you can't come to the United States. But after the war, situation is different. And the Japanese can come as immigrant to Japanese in a small number.
You do plan to move your people out of the country. Do you have any other... what about the land? Are you just to keep using the same land? You don't plan to expand any other way at all?
Land reclamation?
Yeah, maybe moving out into the sea and, you know, building up seawalls or something.
Yes, we are doing it, but not on a big scale, I should say.
Yes, Vernon.
May I change the subject? Do you think that the withdrawing of American troops in Japan would help the economic status, would bring it up or lower it? And if so, why?
Yes, there are two aspects of this question of the evacuation of the U.S. Troops. There's a sentimental aspect and a question of the national honor. You know, we'd like to see the early evacuation of foreign troops, whether we like it or not. We would like to see the early cessation of the stationing of the foreign troops.
But
at the same time, there's one aspect, which is the economic aspect, which perhaps you are referring to. Economically, your forces spend some money in Japan, which has contributed a lot to Japan's economy. So there is one question: how to adjust economically this period of, withdrawal of forces and then the loss of revenue? How we could adjust this economic situation? That is one question. But this is an economic question, and there is a political question.
Mr. Ambassador, we've heard for quite a while about Yankee go home as a slogan in Japan, and now with the American troops leaving, we found that riots have been starting near the American bases where some Japanese workers have lost their jobs. Should there not be an explanation about this to your people? Why this
is
happening?
First of all, about this Yankee go home, we don't want to create the impression that Japanese or all saying that Yankees should go home. That is not the situation. Well, some Japanese, I admit that some Japanese are, as in other countries, are clamoring about this, shouting this slogan that the Yankees should go home. But all Japanese, 80% or 90% of Japanese are not saying Yankee go home. Well, as a principle, as I said, we wouldn't like to see the foreign troops stationing in Japan for a long time, for indefinite length of time. But certainly we wouldn't say that the Yankee go home, because we realize that our fundamental policy, foreign policy, is the cooperation with the United States. And And in that sense, I think your first phrase, saying that the Yankee go home, is creating wrong impression, I should say, because Japanese newspaper, I tell you, carried out a Gallup, sort of a Gallup poll recently. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether this poll is quite reflecting the opinion or not. But anyhow, this press carried out, and about 60% said, the question was, is it sensible for Japan to carry out the policy of cooperation with the United States? And 60% said yes, and about 17 or 18% said, I don't know, and the rest was against the cooperation. Mm-hmm. So you see that general tendency is not the Yankee go home attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Carl?
Well, Mr. Ambassador, in your opinion, how serious is the threat of war between Turkey and Syria in the Middle East?
Well, we are far from Middle East, but any incident might touch off the World War III. So in that respect, we are very closely watching the situation in Near East. But I can't say that I know better than the United States public. So although I think the situation is very, very bad, we all sincerely hope that the incident will not occur. But I think the situation is very serious, and our government has a reason to believe that the Foreign Office in Tokyo is watching very closely about the development of the situation.
Well, you think it could lead to World War III?
That's possible if adventures occur. The fraud is danger, and I hope that will not be the case.
Yes, Phil.
I was going to ask you, sir, do you think it will come up as a UN debate, the situation?
I think so, yes.
Let's go up here to Bob. Bob?
Mr. Ambassador, in the current issue of Reader's Digest, there is an article by John Davenport titled, Which Way Japan? And in that article, he states that in the future, for Japan to raise her standard of living, she is going to have to increase her industrial progress. I want to know how they are going to do that. Where are they going to find the capital to do it?
I read that article in question very carefully, and I read with keen interest. I haven't seen Mr. Davenport yet, but I think he has done he ought to be congratulated on this very good article about Japan. You mean in order to leave Japan, we have to what shall we do? Is that what
are
asking
you planning
for?
To do? How are you planning this industrial progress?
Industrial progress. Yes, we have to trade with other countries. That is the reason why we value China trade, not because China is near, but if there is a possibility of trading with China, we'd like to trade. And I have to say that with the United States is the chief trading nation for Japan, but we export, while we import from the United States to the extent of about I think $100 million, we can export only to Yes, $1 billion. But we import about a half. We export about a half.
But is this trade?
Trade obviously is the key in this.
Yes.
Bob, I'd like to continue that discussion, but I do want to hit on a few more things. And of course, Nancy's been sitting here impatiently all during the program. Nancy, you had a question.
I'd like to know how the old people in Japan feel about the new way of living that the Japanese
I
think I know what you mean. Well, things have changed after the war, particularly the period of occupation lasting about 10 years. We have been influenced by the American way of thinking, and some old people do not like that, but I think the younger generation is accepting the changes, and I should say the condition in Japan is entirely different as compared with 20 years ago.
Yes. Jane?
Well, sir, since the Russians launched their satellite, someone in Japan has been selling land on Mars, and it's raised its price from 55 cents an acre to $2.70 an acre. I was wondering if your country has a monopoly on the Mars land.
Is that Mars or the moon, Jane?
Mars.
Or Mars? Oh.
Well, I have seen the similar cartoon appearing in the Japanese paper, but I don't know whether I should apply for that or not.
Jose, you had a question?
Yes.
Jose, you've lived in Japan. Go ahead.
Oh, you lived in Japan?
No.
You haven't? I thought you had. Go ahead.
What is the relation between the Philippine Island and Japan?
The relation between the Philippines
between
and Japan?
The Philippines. Well, I've been there in the Philippines as the first Japanese ambassador after the reparations agreement. And I tried hard to improve relations between the two countries. And after the agreement of the reparations, after the settlement of the reparations question, I think we have every hope in the improvement of the relations between the two countries. That's what I feel, and...
Let's go over here to Henry. Henry?
If Formosa were to be attacked by Red China, would Japan go to her aid? And if so, what kind of aid would you give her?
Constitutionally, it is difficult for Japan to participate in the operations. Taiwan is attacked by Red forces, that would be a very serious question. But if you're asking militarily, I have to say that militarily, we are not able to come to the rescue of the party attack because of the constitutional limitation.
Would you give them economic aid or at least moral support?
Well, certainly moral support would be given to, and the economic support, I think, would be given to the party being aggressed. Subject to aggression.
There is a question I want to get in before the show ends. It's a bit off the subject also. But how do the Japanese people feel in regard to the actions of Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus and the people of Little Rock?
Well?
Well, we'll say the man in the street in Japan.
I think... that created, shall I say, very frankly, not a good impression over the Japanese public. Japanese people learning the news may think that is a daily occurrence in the United States. They don't know about Little Rock and Arkansas, you know. They think it's all over the United States. You are treating girl students with bayonet, and they may get the wrong impression. Wrongly or rightly, I don't know, but it's very unfortunate, I should say. Because as I see it here on the spot, that is certainly not the case. But I think misunderstanding may be created over not only Japan, but over other countries.
Mr. Ambassador, you're a true diplomat. You handled yourself very well indeed.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sorry that our time is up. We have many questions, and I'm sure you had many more answers. But we certainly do appreciate your being with us today, Ambassador Asakai, and trust you will come back and see us again soon.
Thank you.
And now, this is Steve McCormick speaking for Theodore Granick and bidding you goodbye.
Questions you have just heard do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Youth Wants to Know, the National Broadcasting Company, or the National Education Association. For reprints of today's discussion on Youth Wants to Know, send 10 cents to Ransdell Incorporated, Printers and Publishers, Washington 18, D.C. Join us again next week when Youth Wants to Know will present as its guest the Honorable Paul Henry Spock, Secretary General of NATO.